Okay, so tell me about Australia. Do you have any similar folk heroes there?
Well, Jake, in Australia, one of our most famous, a kind of black folk hero is Ned Kelly from the Kelly Gang. And he was a real life person who in the, I don't know, about the 1850s, I guess, was kind of a modern day Robin Hood. So he used to rob people. And he would give some of his profit, I think, to the needy or to the townspeople.
Some of his?
Some of it, not all of it. He wasn't quite as virtuous as the image of Robin Hood is. I don't know how virtuous Robin Hood was. But and also, he was considered a bandit and an outlaw, so the police were always chasing him. And in the end, he was killed by a policeman that was quite famous.
So this story isn't exactly as clean as the Robin Hood story. They get killed at the end, and they've done also some bad things in order to also provide to the poor.
Yeah.
But do they clean the story up for children and make a children's version of this?
Well, I don't know if they clean it up for children. You know, I suspect these days that a lot of the fame of Ned Kelly and the Kelly Gang is because, you know, attributable to the tourist industry. There are lots of towns that have claimed either the place where he died or the place where he was born or the place where he hid out, and all of those small towns have tourist attractions. But I guess, as you said earlier, Australia being a young country in terms of its white history, like America, we're only about 200 odd years old, then we don't have that many heroes to call on. So I guess people who have stood out in our history take on sort of heroic image or at least become famous in their own right.